From the Ingle Studio, welcome to the award-winning Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Today is Tuesday, March 19th, and happy 68th birthday to actor Bruce Willis.
Mayday, mayday, anyone copying Channel 9?
Terrorists have seized the Nakatomi building and are holding at least 30 people hostage. I repeat, unknown number of terrorists,
six or more armed with automatic weapons at Nakatomi Plaza,
Century City.
Attention, whoever you are, this channel is reserved for emergency calls only.
Lady, do I sound like I'm ordering a pizza?
I'm Keith Ippolito, and here are your top stories Cherokee is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Four sentenced in Cherokee County armed robbery, 20 firefighters recognized with EMS Lifesaver Award, John Falla to take lead as Ball Ground's new police chief. Plus, Bruce Jenkins sits down with Leah McGrath from Ingles Markets to discuss snacking for teens. We'll have all this and more coming up on the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe. Life's a constant hustle, and at Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power, from crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority. Four co-defendants involved in a 2022 armed robbery in Cherokee County subdivision have pled guilty and received prison sentences. Omar Sharif Tahir Faines, Christopher Devon Maxey, and Nasir Deshaun Stover each received 20-year sentences, with 10 years to serve in prison. Courtney Anthony Watson, the fourth co-defendant, received a 30-year sentence, with 20 years in confinement and the remainder on probation. The armed robbery occurred in November of 2022, involving stolen items and a Taurus GTC 9mm handgun. Some defendants had ties to the Bloods gang, with Watson recruiting Faines while incarcerated. All four are banned from Cherokee County in order to have no contact with each other or the victims. Cherokee County Fire and Emergency Services honored 20 firefighters with the EMS Lifesaver Award for their heroic efforts in saving the lives of patients in cardiac arrest during four separate incidents. The first award recognized Nathan Roper, Terrell Long, Eddie Barajas, and Paul Ribeiro for their quick response and life-saving measures. The second award went to Randy Fifield, Adam Elrod, Jacob Christensen, Chase Goggins, Michael Tupperville, Heath Weekly, and Gerald Wright, who successfully revived a patient before a transport. The third award recipients, Nathan Roper, Terrell Long, Chris Buckner, and Evan Halick, revived patients en route to the hospital. The final award was presented to Neil Kaywood, Jacob Franklin, Joseph Gates, Samuel Lackender, and London McQueelan, who revived a patient experienced cardiac arrest at the medical office. Cherokee County Fire and Emergency Services commended their exemplary service and dedication to saving lives. Cherokee County's retiring Chief Marshal Jamie John Falla is transitioning to become the Chief of Police at the Ball Ground Police Department starting on March 18th. He succeeds Chief Byron Reeves, who retired last month after 19 years of service. Mayor Rick Roberts expressed excitement about John Falla joining the team and highlighted efforts to seek state certification for the department. With 30 years in law enforcement, John Falla expressed gratitude for the opportunity and eagerness to work with the city council to advance the department's goals, especially amidst Ball Ground's development and tourism growth. John Falla's extensive experience include various roles within Cherokee County Sheriff's Office, culminating in his tenure as Chief Marshal since 2020. The Ball Ground Police Department currently comprises six sworn-in officers with an open officer position. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. back in a moment. Get ready to pedal into a day of thrills and spills at the U.S. Pro Cycling Circuit Race. This April 28th from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Swing by Curiosity Labs at Peachtree Corners for high-speed action that will have you on the edge of your seat. Food trucks, a family play area, and vendors galore. It's the race event of the year for everyone. Bring your helmets, lace up those shoes, and join us. Race over to Peachtree Corners. It's time for family, speed, and a day packed with excitement. Don't miss out. Gather the entire family and join us on April 28th. It's the event you don't want to miss.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. While you may see all sorts of salt for sale at Ingles, just remember, there's no health benefit to choosing a pink, gray, or sea salt or kosher salt over iodized table salt if you have high blood pressure. All salt still contains sodium, which may affect your blood pressure if you have hypertension and have been told to limit the amount of sodium you consume.
The City of Holly Springs received the Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting from the Government Finance Officers Association for its 2022 Annual Comprehensive Financial Report. This award, the highest recognition in governmental accounting and financial reporting, signifies the city's adherence to high standards in transparency and financial management. City Manager Robert Logan commended Financial Director Denise Lamazares and her team for their expertise and dedication to maintaining these standards. This marks the city's 10th consecutive year receiving the award, showcasing its consistent commitment to financial transparency and accountability. The ACFR can be viewed on the city's website. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee ruled that the Fulton District Attorney Fannie Willis can continue prosecuting the election interference case against former President Donald Trump. However, McAfee mandated that special prosecutor Nathan Wade, hired by Willis for the case, must step down due to his romantic relationship with her. McAfee emphasized the importance of ensuring confidence in the legal process and addressing any distractions. The decision followed allegation by Trump's lawyers that the relationship compromised the case's integrity. McAfee dismissed 6 of the 41 counts against Trump and his co-defendants 2 days prior, deeming them legally defective, including a charge related to pressuring Georgia Secretary of State regarding election results.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. Now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
In the heart of our Atlanta community, a healthier future is beating strong. The American College of Cardiology, in collaboration with the Morehouse School of Medicine and Johnson & Johnson, invites your family to the Atlanta Heart Health Fair. Come visit us on April 2nd from noon to 7 p.m. at the Denard Conference Center, Atlanta Technical College. Your steps towards heart health are a step towards a lifetime of memories. The Atlanta Heart Health Fair, empowering heart health for all. Register now at acc.org/ATL Health Fair. And now, here is Bruce Jenkins' conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingles Markets on snacking for teens.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingles Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingles Dietitian with 2 T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
All right, Leah, we have a lot of really great questions that we get from listeners who send you an email, and we'll give out that email in just a few minutes. But we got one here from Tariska asking that she needs some ideas for snacks for her teens that they can make for themselves when they get home from school. So let's hear what you got. I'm interested on this one.
Yeah, you know, I don't know about you, but I can just remember getting home from school and just being like ravenous, right? Just starving. So, I mean, you can go in a lot of different directions with that. Like you could have them kind of prepare their own like DIY trail mixes in bags or little containers. So you can store those in the pantry and then they can put whatever they want in it, you know, raisins and little mini chocolate morsels and cereals and nuts and pretzels or some sort of like Chex Mix or Chex Mix type cereal. So they can kind of really have a lot of free rein on that type of snack. Fruits and vegetables, of course, making it super easy with ones that are that don't have to be necessarily peeled or cut up to make it easier for them. Hummus would be another one that would be really good that you could have with vegetables or on crackers. Of course, your old standbys are timeless, like a loaf of bread, peanut butter and jelly. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Or like, personally, I really liked peanut butter and honey when I was that age and a glass of milk. That was like my favorite sandwich. You know, things like Greek yogurt's a good one. Hard-boiled eggs are a good one. Cottage cheese, if kids like cottage cheese, that's a good one. So, you know, maybe it's an opportunity for mom and dad or mom or dad to take your teen grocery shopping with you and have them help pick out some things that they'll like, keeping your budget in mind, and that will be able to be stored in your fridge or your pantry, not going to go bad in like a day or so. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
We'll have closing comments after this. Are you ready to serve and protect? Looking to fulfill a career in law enforcement? Then it's time to join the Henry County Sheriff's Office. We're hiring detention officers and deputies. No experience? No problem. We provide training for all new recruits, and all you need is a high school diploma, a clean record, and a determination to serve and protect. Enjoy incredible benefits such as the possibility of receiving a commuter vehicle if your residence is outside of Henry County. Some restrictions may apply. Call us today or visit henrycountysheriffga.gov to learn more. Henry County Sheriff's Office. Unlock your potential and join our team today. Thanks again for listening to today's Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, the community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Get more on these stories and other great content at tribuneledgernews.com. Giving you important information about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us on our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing. And be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.